Blog Talk Radio. Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina Yisrael with another edition of the Yehuda Project on the first day of the week. How is everybody doing this wonderful first day of the week? All is well with me. Yah is good. We was able to see another day. What a blessing it is to be alive and be able to enjoy the fruit of our labor. You know, when we was reading in Ecclesiastes, I think it was chapter 3, it said it's a gift from Yah to be able to eat, drink, and be merry and enjoy the fruit of your labor. And that is truly a blessing. Shalom, Brother Donia. Shalom, shalom, Brother Donia. How are you this wonderful afternoon?
I'm wonderful, Sister Yah. You played the right song. Let my people go. Hallelujah. Let my people go.
Yes, we're almost out of here. You know, it is a blessing. You know what? I have been getting so many. Let me say this to everybody who wants a card magnet. Brother Donnie, I'm going to send you one so you can put it on your refrigerator.
Okay.
I want you guys to know that people are buying them. If you would like one, I want you to send an $8 gift to PayPal. Our PayPal email address is nationofyehuda@yahoo.com, and send it to friends and family, not goods and services. So
okay.
I just want you, friends and family, not goods and services. So we're going to get those out today. We're going to get those out tomorrow. We boxing everything up today, and we're getting them out tomorrow. So everybody can have them, and all praises be to the Most High. That's the next big thing. You know, everybody talking about the rapture, this and Israel getting ready to go home. We have
absolutely got
to, everything is predicated upon Israel. Israel
absolutely
is getting ready to be delivered from these places.
Hallelujah. Yeah. I can't wait. I got to wait, but I can't.
We on our way out of here. We got to go back to the land of Canaan, to the land, what it said, the glorious land on the earth. That is the land of Canaan. We on our way back home. Somebody is negotiating something somewhere. They are.
That is true. That is absolutely true. Absolutely true. You are so right, man. You know, I'm sick to death of here, man. I really am, man, because the deck is stacked against us over here. I mean, you know, any time that we governed by another nation, you understand what I'm saying? What can we expect? They don't know nothing about Hebrew, Israelite, and life that we lead, you understand, and who our God is. They don't know nothing about that. So they're going to treat us with under their auspices, and how they're going to treat us is how they treat everybody else. You understand? They don't know that we're special people, a chosen people. You understand? So, you know, I'm ready to go, man. I really, really am. I don't have no control in that area. You understand? All I got, all I could do is ask Almighty to spare our lives out of this mess here, man. And it's truly a mess. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I agree with you 100%. All praises to the Most High Yah. It has truly, you know, it's just when you become aware of what it is, you know, you can't hide it anymore. It is what it is. We've made the best of a bad situation. Yah has blessed us in the midst of trial. He has blessed us in the midst of turmoil and trial. He has blessed us, you know, but remember that Carol Burnett song they used to sing? I'm so glad we had this time together. You know, just to have a laugh or sing a song.
Yeah, I remember that song.
Started, and before you know it, comes the time we have to say so long. You know, that's what I'm waiting on. It's like, see.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
For real. It has been a journey.
I say to the Almighty, and I ask him in all my prayers, you understand, we are sorry. Please, Most High, we are sorry.
Yeah.
We made a mistake. We made a blunder. It's no more a boo-boo. It's a blunder. You understand? You know, and I'm sorry, Most High. You understand? We're going to come back to you. We're trying to come back to you in the land of our captivity and let the Almighty know that we're trying. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, bring us back home, man. You know, because this is not our land. This is not us. You understand? Right. And the way we act, you understand, here is because of a learned behavior. You understand?
Yeah.
You know, so we want to get back to our rules and regulations and traditions and stuff that we know that work for us. You understand? That's in it puts the Almighty in our favor. You understand? So I'm just I look at these things that's going down, and this breaks my heart in two, man, how we treat one another. But that's learned behavior.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
That's that captive mind. You know, that's that slave mentality mind that has us walking over each other, shooting each other down. But what did he say? He said, we're going to look, when we get back into the land, we're going to loathe ourselves for the way that we acted over here.
I was absolutely, man. We got to feel ashamed of ourselves, man. You know how we acted. You understand what I'm saying? You know, what's so messed up is that we have a law, statutes, and commandments that the Almighty has set aside for us. That if we just keep them, we'll live and not die.
That's what he said. That's a guarantee. He said, "For if you do them." That's in Ezekiel chapter 20. He said, if you do them, you shall live in them. That is a promise. He said, and this is basically what he said. He said, I've chosen a people.
That's correct.
I have given these people a laws that teach them how to live so that they are not doing what everybody else is doing, but they're living their lives the way I want them to live their lives. And if you follow these laws, you shall live in them, not die. That's what he said.
That is correct. Absolutely, absolutely. You understand? And in fact, it's simple. It's not nothing hard. It's not a hard thing that we should do these things. You understand? You know. That's what we got to realize, that this is not a hard thing. You understand? If you look and read the laws, the 613 laws that we must follow, it's not a thing where we got to go all the way under the ocean to find them.
No.
They're right in our face. You understand?
Well, if you say don't eat bacon, just don't eat no bacon. If he say don't eat pig, there's a reason why he don't want you to eat. There's a reason.
Absolutely. Absolutely, you understand? And if you do these things, you're going to live, you understand?
Totally.
From year to year to day to day, and when you see your brother's ass in the ditch, you got to help him. You got to.
That's right. Absolutely. No question. No question about it. It's simple. He said a fool wouldn't even be able to err. You know, but they had us believing we was Gentiles for so long, and they had us believe was a privilege to be included in this thing when we was the chosen people anyway. That's he's our Elohim. He chose us to be his people. He's our Elohim. You know what I'm saying? Listen.
Absolutely. You understand? You know, and we can't get around it. No doubt. I mean, there's no sense in us trying to figure out, well, how can we have both on one stick?
Yeah.
We can't. There's only one way that we got to go, and that's the way that the Almighty had ordained us. You understand? Hallowed us. We've been hallowed. You understand? We are a blessing to the Almighty and all the nations.
Yes, that sure is. That is the truth. You know, and when you do it, when you start doing it, it's so much peace.
Hallelujah.
You don't get caught. When you see these folk getting caught up in all these pagan holidays and breaking their neck, it is so much peace when you can look at them and say, I don't do that anymore. And they I just don't. That's just something I don't get involved in. But, you know, and it's such a way to live in so much peace and love and understanding. And it's like, well, I mean, you know, if you want to stay on the hamster wheel, it's going to keep on turning eventually.
Yeah.
You got to get off the hamster wheel for real.
That is correct. Absolutely. You know, so our Elohim, our power, you understand, is our power. You understand? No other nation have I known. This is what the Almighty said. I've known, you understand? He chose us from the womb. You understand? You know, understand, to be holy unto him. You understand? So, you know, you understand, we got to, you know, I know it's a difficult task. We've been in this stuff, man, we haven't practiced our law for over 2,500 years. We have not been, you know, since the time we was in Jerusalem during during Solomon's time and all the other leaders that we've had. You understand? We never practiced no laws. We fell out. You understand? And it was a blunder on our part. You understand what I'm saying? Because the law was right before our eyes. The law was right there in that land. All we had to do is follow those laws, statutes, and commandments that the Almighty has set aside. But we chose to do other things, man. The imagination of our heart. Oh, wrong again.
And the scripture that he's talking about, what he said, no other nation have I known, is Psalms 147, 19 through 20. And I'll read it for you. He said, he showed his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. Now listen to this next verse. He has not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye the Most High. And then if you go to Amos chapter 3, verse 2, he says this. He said, you only. Let me read that again. You only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your evil. He's talking to Israel. He said, you're the only nation I've ever dealt with. Out of all the families of the earth, you are the ones I dealt with because I chose you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I could feel him. I feel how he feel about this year because he took up his time.
Yes,
to give
did.
Us his laws, these statutes, and these commandments. You understand? That is correct. and we chose to do other things, the imagination of our heart. You understand?
Nope.
You know, we don't get no chance to choose that.
That's right. He did. That's why he hid his face from us. He said, I have hid my face from you. I put you in captivity. I'm the one that scattered you all over the earth. I'm the one that made sure other nations hated you and that they became your enemy. He said, I'm the one that's going to gather you together. Ain't nobody else going to come and get you but me. He said, but because you was disobedient, I'm going to let you see what it's like to live amongst these people.
That is correct. That's the sum of the whole thing. You understand what I'm saying? He's going to let us, you understand, you're going to be able to choose. You're going to make a decision, and you're going to want to choose the traditions and what the Almighty. You're going to want to do that after these 400 years. You're going to do that.
You better believe. You know, all you can say is, I will never do this again. There is nothing they can offer me to make me turn my back on you. I will never do this again because we
absolutely are
true. I don't care how saved and sanctified you are and how much you speak in tongues and what you think righteousness are, we are truly on the bottom. We on the bottom.
You understand? You know, it's so sad, too, man. You understand? We on the bottom and then we don't know it. We think we're running a close second.
That is the truth. They won't accept that we are still in captivity. Let 5 million black folks try to leave. And the first question they're going to ask you is, where you going?
Yeah. And see, you know, that's Go ahead, Sister Yaina. Go ahead.
Now, where your country at? Where you going?
That is correct.
Are we going back to Africa? Africa is a continent. So where you going?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, and see, you know, you understand, you know, we chose, you know, we stopped. We don't even stop and think.
Mm-mm.
We just do.
Do.
You understand?
Yep.
Thinking that we are part of this society, man. You understand? Mm-hmm. They got all of these, the constitutional legislation, you understand, about how we supposed to be included in this thing, you understand, you know, we're not included at all. They would rather get rid of us than include us in this. And then we cannot be included. That's, we got to get that in our head. We can't be included. You understand? Mm-hmm. Because this is their thing. You understand? Mm-hmm. And when we say that we're included, we still not, we have to be running our show, not their show. You understand?
Right.
You know, so, you know, it's just a mess that we in, man. And I'm, you know, I just can't wait. I'm going to have to wait, but I just don't, it breaks my heart in two to see how we treat ourselves and how the people treat us. I was just listening to, what's his name, the President Biden, you understand? Look here, he done something for the Chinese. Because they gave them some money for them to put to help them so that they could help themselves so that they won't be targeted, you understand, in this society, you understand, you know. But he forgot. All the other presidents, they have never really done anything for the peoples that was here from the beginning of this society. Mm-hmm. We was here from the beginning. They came, whipped, beat, maimed, and murdered us all throughout this whole time that we've been here. And they have not lifted up a hand, you understand, you know, to relinquish these, the punishment. It's a punishment. I'm sorry. You understand? We have to go through this. I'm sorry. We just have to go through it because we disobeyed the Almighty. You understand? And we have to go through it. Unfortunately, I know it's a sad pill to swallow, hard pill to swallow, but we gotta go through this. This is something that, because we gotta recognize that these people is not gonna do a darn thing for us. Not one thing. You understand? You know, and our only salvation is in our Creator. Hallelujah.
Don't have nothing else. Ain't nothing else. You know, they said thousands. I want to read this to you. Listen how ironic this is. Thousands of police officers have quit over the last year. It says, as crime spikes, cops are quitting nationwide, often blaming the constant harassment and stress of ordinary people and powerful politicians turning against their profession. It said why it matters. The killings by police in 2020 turned many Americans, including liberal activists and many in the media, into harsh critics of law enforcement with loud calls to defund the police. A year later, there's a cop shortage, and Democrats are scrambling to reverse their rhetoric and some policies. It says that these people, since George Floyd, they've been quitting by the droves.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that is absolutely correct. But you know what? This is just the tip of the iceberg. You understand? This is just the opening of the door for our salvation, because we getting ready to go home, and the Almighty is revealing and opening up the eyes of everybody. You understand? Now, you know, of course, you're gonna get some of them guys that quit. That's gonna go over to the side of those hostile. That whole hostile position, you understand, that we deserve to be killed, and they're going to try it, man. But if you read that book, what's his name, Jasher.
Mm-hmm.
Jasher gives a hell of a story. You need to really take a hard look at that. They fell out on us, you understand. 20,000 people came out against Israel, who had the 12 tribes and 150 of their contemporaries. And they chased them, beat them people back, You understand what I'm saying? And not only did they have 20,000 soldiers or peoples, you understand, they had solicited another nation to go along with them that had 20,000. So they had 40,000 people against 12 Israelite, Hebrew Israelites, and 150 of their contemporaries, and they beat them boys back. I'm telling you, man, you understand? So nothing that they could derive against us will prevail. We just have to have the faith and trust in the Almighty to know that he's going to watch out for us, man. He's going to take care of us. You understand? He said that he was going to be out. He was going to be our shield and our buckler. Hallelujah.
What he said? We here now. It said, here, let me play this real quick. Just a second. Here we go.
It's happening from coast to coast.
Police departments across the country now experiencing an exodus of officers from the force.
From Washington, D.C., where a record 313 police officers have retired or quit since last June.
I think we're really hurtling towards a catastrophic situation here.
To Seattle, where the police chief there faces a staffing crisis after 180 officers walked off the job last year and another 66 handed in their badges this year. And it's not just happening in big cities.
Tonight, more than half the force of a small-town police department has walked off the job in protest.
A year after the push to defund police departments and calls for policing reform, officers are demoralized and demonized. Recently, this police body cam video going viral, showing a woman berating an L.A. County sheriff's deputy for pulling her over for using her phone while driving.
You scared me and made me think you were going to murder me.
Okay, well, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Well, that's not just a feeling. You're a murderer.
The woman calling the officer a murderer numerous times before insulting him for his race.
It's under citation, ma'am.
Here you go, Mexican racist. You're always going to be a Mexican. You'll never be white. You know that, right? You'll never be white, which is what you really want to be.
There you go, dear. Have a good day.
Policing right now is just not a profession that is viewed upon favorably by a large segment of the public.
Captain Jones, thank you for an hour.
Paul Newdigate, head of the Virginia Beach Police Department, among those facing a depleted force. The city approved funding for 813 sworn police officers, but filling them has been difficult.
How many vacant positions do you currently have right now?
112 operational vacancies.
Is that a problem?
It's a huge problem, because what it forces us to do is become very reactive, because now we're running from call to call, you know, from service demand to service demand.
Newdigate spent 30 years with the Cincinnati Police Department before moving to Virginia Beach last October. In the 7 months since, 50 officers have either retired or quit the force.
The national narrative, the anti-police sentiment, there are a lot of folks that were going to extend their careers, and it's not worth it to them.
And these are folks, I'm sure, with decades of experience.
Yes. So you are losing some of our most seasoned, experience, decision-making. They're out the door.
New data shows the cities most targeted by demonstrators now witnessing a historic exodus in the past year. 233 cops gone in Louisville, Kentucky, where the shooting of Breonna Taylor sparked months of protests. In Portland, Oregon, 115 officers. And in New York, 15% of the force, a staggering 5,300 officers, have quit.
Virginia Beach Police, open up!
CBN News was recently invited to the Virginia Beach Police Department's 70th Annual Academy. Recruits on this day learning various tactical exercises. A year after anti-police protests, Newdigate admits it's harder than ever to recruit and retain officers, particularly those of color.
We are not where we need to be in representing the diversity of our community.
82% of his police force is white. The national average is about 72%.
And what we're finding is, there is a lot of pressure, especially for people of brown and black, that for them not to be part of the policing profession at this time.
He says even after recruits make it through the vigorous selection process and are hired, some end up quitting weeks later.
This year's academy started in January with 38 recruits. Six of them have so far dropped out. Chief Newdigate is hoping The rest of them can make it through July.
As Newdigate met with his command staff on this morning, he stressed that building relationship continues to be key in bridging the gap between the badge and the community it serves.
We have to get back out into our communities. We have to have the face-to-face dialogue. They have to see the men and women in blue as more than just a uniform or a authority figure. They have to see you as a person that's really out there just trying to be that protector of the community that we all want.
It's been challenging to do that with the pandemic, but as more get vaccinated and restrictions loosen, Newdigate is eager to get his officers back, building a path forward to better trust with the citizens they serve. George Thomas, CBN News.
There you have it, Brother Donia. You know, but the thing is this. We need policing. Nobody wants a community without policing. However, we do have to focus on how it's done. You know what I'm saying? People are tired of the senseless killings. Because for so long they've been doing this stuff and nobody's done anything to them. Now when there is a threat involved of them losing their jobs or them going to jail, now they're quitting. And that's what it looks like.
Well, you know, see, Sister Diana, see, they're talking about reforming the police department. But nowhere, if you can hunt throughout the internet and the news, you understand? Nowhere are they talking about being moral, you understand, and having compassion, you understand? They don't have no moral compassion for the young or the old, you understand? Anytime that you tell a person, you say, well, I thought he had a gun. How do you get a chance to say, I thought? You understand? Either you didn't or you did. You understand?
Well,
you know, he had a phone. He would, and see, nobody should be killed.
No, sir.
You understand? If they can't, they found no weapon. They should not be killed. Nobody. I'm talking about black, green, red, yellow. You understand? Or white. You understand? Should be shot down because they thought they had a weapon. Nobody, man. You understand? And in the case of what's his name of. Philando Skeel, whatever his name is, what, you understand? Who reaches for a gun when a gun is leveled on them? They don't even do that in Hollywood. You know, how do you reach for, everybody got more sense than that. You understand? If we draw the guns together, then that's a different thing. But you got your gun leveled on me, and then I'm going to reach for my gun. What kind of sense does that make? You understand? So they don't have no moral fiber. They don't talk about that. They don't say, you know, you understand? They got to have some compassion. They don't have no compassion or consideration for the young or the old. And this was put in the Old Testament eons ago. You understand that? That was, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I said Deuteronomy 28. You are absolutely correct.
No compassion or consideration for the young or the old. You understand? And that's, even after they done shot the brother or sister or somebody, shot him down, they used to cover up the body. And then here's another thing. They want to arrest you, but don't tell you what you're being arrested for. They don't say that. You understand? You know, they said, well, he resisted arrest. What was he being arrested for?
Yeah.
They don't tell you that. You understand?
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of these things that they arrest us for is a ticket. Give them a ticket and then keep on moving. The brother was selling cigarettes on the street. Man,
yeah.
You know, that ain't no big crime. Come on, man. You understand? That ain't no big crime. You understand? Cigarettes on the street. How much could a brother make selling cigarettes on the street? How much could he make? Or how's he taken away from the and then yet and still he wound up dead. They wrestled him to the ground, choked him to death. What kind of peoples is we dealing with? Come on.
These the ones that the Most High said in Deuteronomy 28. He said in verse 49, the Most High shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flyeth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. He said, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of old, nor show favor to the young. And he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle, and eat the fruit of thy land, until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave thee neither corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of thy kind, or flocks of thy sheep, until he has destroyed thee. That's what the man, he said, I'm going to bring them kind of people down on you. And all this is because we was disobedient.
That is correct. You understand? That is, the irony of it is that the law was in the land. It wasn't no thing where we like today, you understand, we skeptical, you understand, we don't see the law. The law is not there, you know, so visible. The law was in the land.
In the land.
You understand? And we decided that we wanted to do the imagination of our own heart. What kind of people do we do?
That's what we And guess what? Some people, we still doing it today. We doing whatever we feel like we big enough to do because everybody else said it was okay. They did all kind of law passing and all kind of stuff. People doing whatever they big enough to do because everybody said it's okay. And you know what? And that goes, he said, oh, my goodness. He said, we got to stop, you know, because he said, if you keep my commandments, you shall live. You got to keep them commandments. If you don't do nothing else, you got to keep them Ten Commandments. Don't nobody celebrate the Sabbath. They done changed the Sabbath to Sunday. It's just a mess.
That is correct. What a mess it is. I'm telling you, boy. Say, ooh-wee. You understand? You know, like I said, I'm ready to go. But I know I got to wait on the Almighty. It won't be too soon for me if he call us tomorrow, if he call us an hour from now. You understand? I'm ready to go. I'll leave this stuff. I ain't got nothing. You understand? I got, you know, a few of the amenities. You understand? But I don't have to have that. You understand? We ain't going to be able to need that stuff for a while anyway. You understand? Until we invent it or put it together, you understand, from our perspective. You understand? Not these folks, man, that have no compassion or consideration for the young or the old. You understand? Beat them brothers down. I'm talking about kids, man. You understand? 12 years old. You understand? Throw him on the ground and jump on him. And these guys is 250 pounds or more. You understand? You understand? You know, have no consideration. They punch the young sister in the face who was 12 years old. What kind of peoples is these? And because she was playing with a dog or something. Come on, man. Said, come on, man. Ooh-wee. How could you do such a thing, man? And how do you think that you're going? How do they think that that's sitting well with the Almighty? You understand? When you do stuff like that, you understand? Or they don't, they, you know, they have the adversary, so they, you know, they have a different view. Ain't none of them can tell me that they about the Almighty. None of them.
No, that's kind of rough right there, boy. That is rough. I'm with you on that. I am definitely with you. You know what? I came from the church, so I know exactly what it is and what it's not. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it, and I'm going to say it whether people like it or not. But if you in Christianity, you are serving another deity. They believe and stand by the fact that Jesus is a white man, and he is. He is. And that is not the person that we, the ones that believe in the Messiah, that's not the one we serve. And as long as that is the narrative, you are serving another. He told you was going to be made to serve another God of wood and stone, and that's in Deuteronomy 28:2. He told you that.
Okay.
He said you're going to be made to serve another God of wood and stone.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct.
And that is exactly what we're doing, because everything we're doing in there goes against the Ten Commandments. Everything we're doing in there goes against what he's saying.
That is correct. Absolutely correct.
It's some serious stuff. People don't want to accept that, but you're serving another deity up in there. You are, and I don't care how much they read out of that Bible, they are plagiarizing that Bible because they're trying to attach those scriptures to that false deity, and it don't work. That's why there ain't no power up in there. That's exactly why there ain't no power up in there. Hold on, area code 720, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Oh, I just wanted to add my 2 cents in it. The police officers, they want to do their jobs without accountability to some communities. And so they believe that if they can't do it their way and do what they want to do, I'm just my impression of it. They won't do it at all. So I think that with the outcry that happened with George Floyd and people saying, no, this is not okay, it's not acceptable, it's like they're crying over, they're just upset or like spoiled babies, that if they can't do what they want to do without accountability, that they're going to leave. And so if we can't get good police officers in there that are going to do their job and not be lenient towards some communities and then shoot other communities for unjust crimes or unjust whatever they perceive was unjust, then perhaps they should just leave and not return. Because if you don't have a quality police officer out there, they're really not serving all communities. And I think it's high time we make them accountable for what they've done and what they're doing to our communities, because we pay taxes too. And we want our children, if they're stopped on the street, we want them to be given every right that other communities are given. If that's their mentality of what they perceive is, okay, we're leaving, it's our way or the highway, then it's better off if they not be police officers.
That's true. That is so. You're absolutely right. Because guess what? Everybody else has to be accountable, and everybody else has to be fair. And that's what we say to everybody that is listening under the sound of our voice, that are agreeing with what we say. In the same way with the scriptures, if we have to line up, you got to line up. There's no gray area in the middle. The Most High said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He does not change. So it is what it is. You're absolutely right, accountability. Somebody has to be accountable. It's not a free-for-all where you can just murder just because they're black.
Right.
Well, sister, you understand, they had elected the police from years ago. They had the ones that were supposed to bring, when a runaway slave runs away, they was elected. They gave them badges, and they were supposed to bring them back, whether they alive or dead. This is how they did their business, man, alive or dead. And it has not changed since then. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of these police officers now were in the Army, you understand, or in the Navy or the Marines or whatever. They was in the armed forces, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And their motto is, you understand, don't bring back no prisoners. Take no prisoners. You understand? And so they come back into the what's name, and if they're not taught about being moral, have any kind of moral fiber, you understand, they bring that stuff back to the police department, taking no prisoners. And we know that they're not going to get punished, you understand, it's slapping on the wrist, you understand, they get fired from this precinct and go to the next one and get hired. So, it's not... but I always, here's what I believe in my heart, you understand, that this has to happen. They're trying to break this, the system is breaking down now. You understand what I'm saying? Everything, knowledge is being increased in the latter days. That's what it says. You understand? So everything that is wrong is coming out. You understand?
Yeah.
And everything is right that's coming out. You understand?
Yeah.
And so, you understand, Now, wrong cannot overtake right. You know, if it's applied, you understand, wrong cannot overtake right. You understand, right now, today, they believe, you understand, that, the system has done, has done a complete flip. Everybody, what's wrong is right, and what's right is wrong. You understand? You can see that, man, people talking about, you understand, believing in your lying eyes. What kind of sense does that make, man? The truth is the truth, no matter, you can't change the truth. You understand? Like right now, they fighting in Congress because of they fell on the Capitol building. You understand what I'm saying? And they went, they broke windows, they took stuff, they broke stuff. And then some of them guys that was in that Capitol building, the senators are saying that was a regular day at the office there. You understand? They was talking against the fact that these things actually happened, but they made it so that it was a lie. And so, it's getting ready to fall apart here. Go ahead. Come see.
Right. There's no justice for some people and other people they let kind of ride. I think that when they put these laws into place, they were pretty much trying to manage black and brown people. They weren't, the laws weren't created for them or the rules of the law. They kind of get a blind eye towards the injustice that they do as far as the other communities. But with this outcry of accountability for George Floyd and the White House thing, you can just see the difference of how lawmakers are seeing things when it's regarded to black and brown communities as opposed to their own.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yep.
Yeah, and I would think as far as that Christianity thing, and I think about that scripture that said, wide is the way that leadeth to destruction. And it's like Christianity is like the most widely numerous religion out there. And so I'm wondering, how did they figure that they are on the narrow path towards righteousness if they are like the widest or the largest religion around? And so they must know, or you would think that some of them would know, that there's no righteousness there. There's really no power in it. And I think that they go to be entertained. They go to have a social gathering because they want to do something during the week. But I think overall, if they were honest, they know that there is nothing. The spirit of the Most High is not there. And they get emotional because the music is up, and if the pastor says the right thing, like your money is coming, your blessing is coming, and it gets them all roused up, and they start shouting or doing what they do. But I think overall, I think they know there's no power there, because if they had power and if they had the faith that they said that they've had through all these years that they told us this, they would not have all run to get the jab. And the virus would not have affected that community in as widely as it did.
That's true.
Hallelujah.
That's true.
Yeah, I have yet to see where that works at all. In history, has that ever worked? You understand?
Right.
When they talk about how evil these people have been, you understand? Where has that ever worked? You understand? That has never worked in the history of this country, or any other country for that matter. You understand? But the Almighty is going to bring us out this mess. You understand? We just got to wait on Him in the appointed season, in the appointed time. You understand? He's going to bring us up out here, and I have no doubt in my mind. You understand?
Yeah. Me too, Brother Donai. And I pray that the Most High will allow us to go into the wilderness and go into our new land so that we can help the younger ones know, please do not disobey this law, because it is hell to go through this punishment.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely,
you know,
correct.
You preaching. I mean, for real, don't do not cross him. because he said, I gave you everything. I chose you out of the midst of all the other people, and I gave you the best of everything. And basically, in short form, this is how you're going to do me after I did all that I put. I made you, your name glorious among the other nations. I gave you the best of the best, and you're going to kick me in the face? You're going to treat me like this? He said, I'm going to turn my back on you, and I'm going to sit you among them very people you're trying to mimic, and we see what your end going to be. And we got to watch it every day on television, being shot down and killed by the police, being poisoned by vaccines, being poisoned by food, being poisoned by water. And it's like we had the best of it all, and now we're sitting in these places in the ghettos of these nations living like paupers. It's a doggone dirty thing. You know what? I'll never do it again. I'm telling you. You just look at when we was the richest people on the planet.
You learn your lesson?
Listen here. I got to stand up and listen to some man in a black cloak on Sunday telling me it's going to be all right. It ain't going to be all right until we make it right. He said, you got to turn around and straighten up, and then I'll come and get you.
That is correct. Absolutely. Absolutely. And he recognized it ain't going to be everybody. I'm talking about of our nation. It ain't going to be everybody.
No.
Everybody is not going to come back home because we've been on evil. We've been on wickedness. We all right with it in a lot of cases.
Yeah, we got to watch presidents and stuff. We had no doggone president. We had kings and queens. We're a nation that was given a king. We had no presidents over us. Solomon was a king. David was a king. Rehoboam was a king. We had no president. What's that?
That is correct. That is correct. What is that? Boy. But I love the Almighty, and I love the fact that He gave me an opportunity to understand and know the law the way we know it now. Now I can make a conscious and an informed decision. You understand? After reading that book for about 52 years now, you understand? It has not changed. In fact, you understand? I come across some stuff, man, that I did not know that was in the book, and I've been reading it for 52 years. You understand? So it's always something in that book that's going to give us some knowledge that we know that the true and living Elohim is our Elohim. Nobody else can make that claim. You understand?
Yeah.
And I'm so elated to know that. Go ahead.
And we got people in other communities telling us that, oh, you can't follow that law. Just do it our way. I don't know if they know or not. And it's not even their book. And they're telling us what is acceptable and what's not acceptable.
Absolutely.
What we need to do is reclaim our book and say, this is ours. You go find your own little books wherever they are. But this is ours. And we will do as our Elohim tells us.
Absolutely.
You know what? Go ahead.
If you do them, you shall live in them. He told you that.
Mm-hmm. You know, what's so ironic is that this stuff right here is fraudulent. It doesn't have a leg to stand on. You understand the stuff that they try to explain to us that's right? You understand? Matter of fact, they don't never say it's right. They never use that term. You understand? They say that this is the law and you got to follow it. They don't say whether it's right. Go ahead.
And guess what, Donnie? They pass laws in our communities. They pass federal laws. They pass local laws. They pass city laws and ordinances, and guess what? We are made to follow those. If you don't follow those, they will find you or put your butt in jail. And you look at the law that the Most High gave us. He gave us a dietary law.
Absolutely.
He gave us a civil law. He gave us a ceremonial law. We
Absolutely.
Got the sacrificial law. And then we got the laws of judgment. So we know we don't do the laws of judgment because we're not ruling ourselves, and we don't do the sacrificial laws because we don't have to cut up animals. But guess what? We can still do the ceremonial law. We can do the dietary law and the civil law. It's the same stuff that they put on the books in these nations that we're in. But they tell us, oh, you don't have to keep his, but you got to keep ours.
Right. As far as the laws of the land that governs these countries, they say ignorance of the law is no excuse for not following it. And you run a light and say, if you run a red light and say, you know what, I didn't know that red meant stop, they're still going to give you a ticket.
Yet
we're told in these churches, you don't have to follow law. When like you said, Sienna, they will support the laws of the land, but they will not support the laws of the Most High.
And he means what he said. He said, you are my people, and I expect you to keep them ceremonial laws. I expect you to keep those dietary laws, and I expect you to keep those civil laws. Because you're my people, and I want you to live a certain way. And if you do them, he said, you shall live.
You know, see, one thing that we got to understand, you know, we don't have the ceremonial laws because we don't have no temple and we don't have no priesthood as of yet. You understand?
Yeah.
So that ought to tell us something. You understand? We need to be moving in that direction to try to get those things, because nowhere in that scripture does it tell us because we don't have those laws that we ain't supposed to do them. We supposed to do all of the laws. And now that we find out that we don't have no priesthood, no temple, no, you understand, and we don't have no land and no animals to sacrifice. You understand what I'm saying? So these things need to be addressed. You know, in regards to, you understand, maybe we need to rethink ourselves. You understand, in the land of our captivity, so that we can find out what we need to do for that's going to get us back in good graces with the Almighty Yah. Hallelujah.
Guess what? He knows where we are, what we can and cannot do, but the things that we can do, we do. Now, for those of us that believe in the Messiah, we believe the sacrificial law is he fulfilled that. I understand you guys don't believe in the Messiah, but we believe that was fulfilled. But the civil laws, the ceremonial laws, and the dietary laws, we can do those right now. Right now as we speak, we can do those together. And they still don't want to do it. We can keep the Sabbath together. I mean, no matter how many times we read this book, and no matter how many times we read Exodus chapter 20, because they always in the Old Testament, and no matter how many times the scripture says on Exodus chapter 20, on verse 8, remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. He says, 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work. He said, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Most High thy Elohim, in it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant or maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within the gate. He said, for 6 days the Most High made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore, the Most High blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Now, I don't understand. That is plain and simple as ABC 1, 2, 3. But you still got people arguing with us and going to stand flat-footed and tell us the Sabbath is on Sunday. And Sunday is the first day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
He said
that's
the Sabbath
they
day
other
is
people.
The Sabbath.
Well, see, they run it. As long as you got other people running things, this is what they gonna do. They gonna make it suitable for them. They not gonna make it suitable for you or for me. This is their thing, and that's how they gonna handle it. This is why the Almighty, and from my perspective only, you understand, is that the Almighty Yah, you understand, let us know that he's gonna come. He gave us 400 years to get it right. You understand? For us to come back to him, you understand? And so, you understand, our 400 years is up. So all of these things is being revealed, You understand? And so that, you know, we get ready to come out. We all might, but it's his decision at his appointed time. He gonna come get his people. Now, of course, I hear a lot of people say, you know, what's his name? This guy, Voltec Malone, or whatever his name is, you understand? White guy, Christian, you understand? He said that the they've been mating around the earth so much, man, that nobody could say who they are. You understand? Who an Israelite is. You understand? You know, because he asked the question the other day on one of the shows. You understand? That can you say that you're a Hebrew Israelite? You understand? How can you say that you're a Hebrew Israelite? You understand? But we know that the Almighty Yah knows who we are, knows his people.
He sure
you understand?
Do.
So we could, you know, of course, you understand, it's been, you know, we've been mated here, mated there with different nations and blah, 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 you understand what I'm saying? But we know that the Almighty said he going to come get his people from the four
That's
corners of the earth.
That's what he said. That's what
we can say what we want to say. You understand? Just like I say that I believe that I'm a Hebrew Israelite from the tribe of Judah. You understand what I'm saying? And I might not be able to directly give you my descendant breakdown, but we know that Judah was brought into captivity.
Absolutely. And guess what? Not only do we know that, but we know the Israelites was black people. We know it ain't him. We know they black people. I'm finding the scripture right now. Because guess what? Yeah. I know that they were black people. You know
yeah,
how I know.
But you know what?
Yeah, absolutely.
From time to time, I wish I had that presentation or whatever they were doing. You understand? You hear him say, you understand, about how he's connected here. You understand? You know, you understand? That's not even possible for him to be a Hebrew Israelite. You understand? Not even possible. You understand? If you are European, you of Yafet.
That's
understand?
What it says. Yafet. That's right. That's it. You're right. But guess what? Exodus chapter 2. This is the
Go
proof
ahead.
Right here. Anybody want to challenge it, please call this number. This is the proof right here. Exodus chapter 2, verse 1. Watch what it says. It says that there went out a man of the house of Levi, that's one of Jacob's sons, and took a wife, a daughter of Levi. So they both was from the same tribe. And the woman conceived and had a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. Wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
And when she could no longer hide him, she took him for an ark of bulrushes and dyed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags by the riverbank, by the river brink.
Absolutely.
And his sister stood afar off to read what would be done to him. Watch. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. Watch out.
Mm-hmm.
This is how we're going to prove it ain't them. Right here. Mm-hmm. And when she opened it, she saw the child. And behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, this is one of the Hebrew children. Uh-oh.
Okay.
So she knew he was an Israelite. Watch. Watch.
Okay.
Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women that she may nurse the child for thee? Watch. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. And the maid went and called the child's mother. Watch what he said. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it. Now, y'all fixed it where not only was he found by Pharaoh's daughter, but his own mama got paid to nurse her own baby. Now, watch this. And the child grew. I want y'all to pay very close attention to this. This is Exodus chapter 2, verse 10. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. Now, as far as I know, I want somebody to challenge me on this. As far as I know, the Egyptians are black people.
Absolutely.
So if this boy was brought into Pharaoh's house and became Pharaoh's grandson, this boy had to be black.
Yeah, that is correct.
Period.
Well, I mean, you know, Sister Yaina, see, they want to say, you know, look here.
They want to say
that because the European been in Africa, you understand, and they got established themselves in Africa, that they are the European in Africa is more European, is more African than that, than the African Hebrew, than African American. They want to say that they more Hebrew than the African American, just because you live in a nation or somebody else's nation does not change your identity. That does not change who you are. You just a African in a foreign land, wherever they at. And he and that European that is in Africa is in Africa, you understand, but that does not change who he is. He is still a European. You understand? So they, you know, but see, here's the what they want to try to do, you understand, is say that things have changed. Everybody has made it with this person and made it with that person, so it would be difficult.
Now, hey, guess what, Brother Donia? That's why we have to stick to the terminology of the Bible. Because they
correct.
Have renamed continents, and they have renamed things so that we can't, so all of this, that land is called the land of Ham.
That's
now,
correct.
You can move to the land of Ham, but Ham is one of Noah's sons. So that you're, even though they live on that continent, they will never be a Hamite.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. And as far as the you know, us mating with all other nations, you got to understand that this is the Almighty Yah, our God, the creator of everything and all things. He knows his people. You know, so they can say what they want to say. And it's just a matter of time now, sister. It ain't that going to be that long. You understand? Things are going to change around. Turn around.
And let me finish verse number 10. It says, and she called his name Moshe because
okay.
and she said, because I drew him out of the water. So Moshe, they call Moses, was from the tribe of Levi. Levi was one of the sons of Jacob, which means he was a Hebrew Israelite, and he was living in Pharaoh's house at the time that the Egyptians were in slavery. And if you look at that time up, the Egyptians were black people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What?
They want us to believe the movie Ten Commandments instead of believing what we know is true.
Hold on. Let me open up the mic. Area code 513-554. Your mic is open. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute, Sister Keturah, one more minute. Area code 540. Your mic is open. You're on the air. Sister Keturah, you after him. Hold on one moment. Go ahead, brother. 540.
Y'all got to realize that these folks, when they brought our people over here, they beat, raped, sodomized, did everything that they could to the first generation. They did everything that they could to make sure that they wouldn't be able to, for our people to communicate with each other and to communicate with their God, our God. They made sure that as far as learning about the Bible and what it was saying, they forbidden us to read and have any type of education at all. So for years and years and years, especially that third and fourth generation, we have forgotten about who we were. We were called niggers. We were called all kind of other names, blackie or black whatever, and they just degraded us in every which way. So here it is, 200 years, we didn't know who we were. Now, there were some spots in this country that did, that still spoke some of the language and still wrote some of the language and still prayed to the Most High and called his name and called also his son's name. These people have lied, cheated, stolen, and did everything that they could to make sure that we would never find out about who we truly are. And it wasn't just only this nation. It was the nations throughout. That's why every last one of them is going to pay. Every last one. We not only are old from here, but we're old also from England. Because remember, England was, they were the English-speaking people who brought us over here also at first. And then, you know, when that Revolutionary War started, that's when America became, I mean, that's when America came about, as far as becoming a nation of its own with these 13 original slave colonies. So, you know, these folks don't want us talking the way that we're talking now. They were afraid that this day was going to come. And that's why they're trying to get us to have bygones be bygones, let's be friends, let's get back together. But yet, they're still killing us. But yet, they're still keeping us down in some sort of poverty, whether it's a little bit of poverty or abject poverty. But the thing is that they don't like us. They don't love us, never have, never will. It's always about you going to work and you going to work for free. You're going to give me pleasure whenever I want pleasure. You're going to do whatever I say, and that means fight in my wars. I don't care if you wounded or if you get killed or if you're missing an arm or a leg. You're going to do what I say. And they promised us the freedoms. And we got very, very, very little for it. Like Martin Luther King said, I'm afraid that I have brought my people into a burning house. And the thing is that we've been trapped here ever since. But Yah is going to free us. He's coming to get us. And that's what I bank on right there.
That is absolutely correct. Absolutely. Hold on. Brother Donnie, you guys got a comment on that?
Say that again.
I said, do you have a comment on what he just said?
Yeah, I wanted to comment. You understand? See, one thing that they've been trying to get rid of us, man, since Reconstruction. You understand? Because they seen that we were industrious people. And if we look through that book, when we migrated through Africa, you understand, we always set up household as though we were gonna be there forever. You understand? And the people that they came and got, the Hebrews that they came and got to put them in slavery, they came and got the best of us. You understand? In that book, Timbuktu, you understand? It tells us that the people that they came and got, man, were school teachers. They were industrious people, people that made the society. They didn't come and get the old, the lame, or the succulent child, or the woman with child. You understand? And so those are the ones that they left are the ones that migrated down into the middle Africa. You understand? The Congo. You understand? All the interior nations, not interior, but the coastal nations. You understand? The ones that had the coast, you understand? And they migrated there. And see, we were so industrious that when we came out of Jerusalem or Israel, you understand, we came by the ways where we could eat, man. The the, the Nile River. We followed that Nile River. We didn't go into the interior because the interior would have made it difficult for us to find groceries. But the Nile River, you understand, was the producer of fish, you understand, and they and they were able to cultivate the land, you understand, so that we could build farms and et cetera, you understand, because like I said, we were industrious, we did things, you understand. So, you understand? So, I say that to say that the Almighty is our Elohim, and we were so industrious that he knew that our Elohim was going to be gracious unto us because of our ability to be to establish our own, you understand, under the guidelines of his laws. Hallelujah. Hope y'all got something out of that. I was stumbling through it.
Yeah, and his blessing has always been upon us. Even in our disobedience, he has blessed us and given us skills and intelligence and crafts and all the stuff that we had when we came over here. Because there's no way they could have built the White House and all these beautiful structures without slaves doing it. And the slaves had the knowledge to know how to do it. There's no way they taught them that. They brought that with them. So
Absolutely. Any
time they try to make us feel, you should be so happy that you were brought over, because if you hadn't, you would have never known about salvation and white Jesus, and you ought to just be so happy that we brought you over. They ought to be happy that we fell into disobedience, not that we should, but they ought to be happy, because there's no way this country would have been built to the extent that it has been. And as far as that Malone guy or whomever he is saying that we mixed in with other people so nobody knows who they are, and all, that's a bunch of nonsense. Because if we mixed in with other people and it encompassed other nations, why do they always make him white in their depictions? Why do they always make patriarchs white in their depictions? So that's an excuse that they're giving us now that we know who we are. I just ignore all that.
I agree with you.
Hold on, you guys. Sister Couture, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Did you say me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. A couple of other references to prove that the Hebrews were black. What happened to Miriam when they were talking about Moses?
Okay.
And what happened to, what was one of the miracles that Moses showed Pharaoh when he stuck his hand in his robe and pulled it out?
Absolutely.
That's right. And guess what?
So
and not to mention, Paul in the New Testament was mistaken for an Egyptian. And Paul was from the tribe of Benjamin. So there go another Hebrew Israelite tribe where he was mistaken for an Egyptian because he was black as well. So all of this stuff, mm-hmm. they're trying to discredit the fact that we know who we are. But guess what? We know who you all are, because white people can't be an Israelite. You're not one. You have
that
to be black.
Absolutely.
Period.
Absolutely. You understand?
Well, all this argument and more lies and attitudes from the other nations towards us, it's going to ramp up simply because of one major thing. You stole a people, you stole everything from them, you agreed to not let them know who they are. But they have an Elohim that loved them so greatly, he knows who we are. He
Absolutely.
Knows where each person comes from what tribe. He knows our names, our true names that we don't know. And he will return these things to us. The major problem for other nations is simply this. Once we go back to our land and Yeshua is here for 1,000 years and they know that our Elohim is coming, we get back everything. And everything means the entire planet. So what will they have?
Yeah.
Nothing. Because all that they have now was stolen from us, and it doesn't belong to them. So they know they have all to lose, and we have all to gain.
That's true.
That's how it is.
That's true. And I think we read that in Romans chapter, I think it's Romans 8. Let me see if I can pull it up. It said if the fall of them was the riches of the world. So when the Israelites fell, the world got rich. He said, and the discreditness of them was the riches of the Gentiles. He said, why much more of their fullness? What is it going to be like when they're restored?
That's their biggest and greatest fear. But it's going to take place because it has to.
That's Romans chapter 11. That's Romans chapter 11, verse 12. It says now, I'm reading to y'all, it says, now if the fall of them be the riches of the world and the diminishing of them be the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? What's it going to be like when they get restored? Because everybody else got rich because we're in captivity.
Yes. Yeah. That's the bottom line right there.
Romans 11:12. Everybody got rich because we're in captivity. And the Most High put us in captivity, and they got an opportunity to get rich.
Yep. That's our final answer, and that's why they're so hateful.
Yep. That's why I tell people, don't get mad at white privilege. The Most High set that in motion. He set all this up. He set all this up to be this way. You can't get mad at them because they enjoy in their time, because he set this up like this. The problem comes in is that you have created a version of the story that isn't true. And now you're mad because we don't follow your version of the story. Because now that we've started to, now that he has opened up our eyes, we see in the same book that there's another version of the story that's going to happen once your time is up.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. And we know that they're not the authority on scriptures. And at one time we believed that they were. I wanted to read Baruch 2 and 30. It says, for I knew they would not hear me. He's talking about us, because it is a stiff-necked people. But in the land of their captivities, they shall remember themselves. So the Most High prophesied that there will come a time that we would come to ourselves and know who we were. And that's what the other nations don't like. But this prophecy is being fulfilled, I mean, right now as we speak, that we are remembering who we are, and there's nothing they can do to stop it.
No, ma'am, not a doggone thing. And he's bringing it to our remembrance. He's bringing it to our remembrance. And, yes, there's another people living in the land that is professing to be us, and all that is the Most High doing, too. He said, I'm going to bring the people that's the no people. And guess what he said? To provoke you to jealousy. Because you have provoked him to jealousy.
Mm-hmm. He's giving us a dose of our own medicine.
He said, I'm going to provoke you to jealousy. The Israelites were never Caucasian people. Hold on, let me get Brother.
You know what really... You know what really gets me? Is that the Bible, the Old Testament makes it plain when it says that Jacob, Ham is going to be the progenitor of the African nations.
That sure is. The Vivian. Yes, sir.
Is going to be the progenitor of the European nations.
That's what he said.
Now, that's plain. Ain't that plain?
That's plain as it gets. It don't get no plainer than that. It does not get any plainer than that.
And if you know, you made it. You brought some stuff out that could kind of straighten it out, because you said, you understand, that the Table of Nations. What is it? Who's the Table of Nations?
Yeah.
The Table of Nations is France, Germany, Russia, England, mm-hmm. you understand, Australia, the Portuguese. Mm-hmm. Those are the Table mm-hmm. of Nations. So mm-hmm. if you tell me that you come from any one of those European nations, and I probably missed a few, you understand, how in God's name could you be a Hebrew Israelite? I just want to figure that out.
You cannot. There's no way you can be. No way. You can't be. You cannot be. You can't be one. It ain't possible for you to be one. But, again, this is how the Most High set the story up, because it had to be a people in place to say that they were the people, and it had to happen at the same time that his people woke up. And that's just how we set the story up. The story, he wrote the story, not us.
That is correct.
We just found ourselves woke one day and said, wait a minute, hold on here. This ain't what I'm reading. And it was in plain sight. In plain sight, he said, look at this. And people get mad. I have friends of mine and family members of mine that are still in Christianity that get mad at me when I try to show them this. And you know what they say? This can't be possible, because he would have showed this to me by now. It may not be your time for your eyes to be open, but he is opening up the eyes of the remnant. He's opening them up.
Yeah. Indeed he is. And the interesting part, I was thinking about the land of the Hamites, and how they tried to make us all believe that, oh, you're Hamites. If you're black, you're Hamites. But yet they don't want to accept. They don't want to accept that Egyptians were black. Well, if they're in the land of the Hamites and they're the descendants of Ham, then why would they not be black? So it's like they didn't want the logic through this. And so it's like, and we fell for it until the Most High woke us up. And I'm glad he did. As it was there in plain sight, like he says, it's the whole time.
And guess what? Now they don't even call it the land of Ham, because now they want to say African. Oh, we're African. Now the Caucasian people are African. You cannot be an African. Africa is a continent, and it houses the land of the Hamites.
That is correct.
And Ham was one of Noah's sons. There's only three sons. It's Ham, it's Shem, and it's Japheth. It's no other son.
That is correct. You understand? You know, and see, the thing that I find here is the reason why they call it Africa is because they say in Deuteronomy 20, no, not Deuteronomy, Psalms 83, that Israel's name shall no longer be in the earth. So rather than to call the peoples by their correct name, or Hebrew Israelites, or, you understand, they'd rather lump us all together as Africans, and we're not. Everybody's not no African, you understand? Everybody's not Ham, you understand? They want to lump us all together and be Ham and call the place Africa so that they don't have to, they can eliminate Hebrew Israelites being named in the earth anymore. And we got to know also that those of us that understand is that the Almighty, you understand, is our God, and he does it how he wants to do it, not how we come up with, you understand, it means this and it means that. If we read that book for what it says and go by what it says, you understand what I'm saying? Instead of reading into what we want it to say, you understand?
Yeah.
We got to remember, this is the Almighty, you understand?
you know, he put people in place, you understand, to give us the understanding as to what things are and how it's supposed to be set up. Joshua, he put the prophets in place, you understand? He gave us certain things. So we don't have to explain it. The Bible explains itself. Hallelujah.
Yeah, absolutely. And guess what? We are at the end of our show, but I wanted Brother, oh my gosh, my mind blew a blank. Area code 337, your mic is open. Have a minute.
He's a game board number. He's a number now.
You know how that is.
I know that.
The mic is open. You don't mean.
I don't have coming.
You don't have, okay. I completely forgot his name. Like, oh my goodness, you know. But I'm just saying, has been a very good show. It is what it is. It's nothing anybody can say about it or do about it. The children of Israel were a tribe of people, and they were the 12 sons of Jacob. Those boys were Negroes. Those boys were black. It's enough stuff in that Bible to let you know that them was Negroes, and they were black. They were not Caucasian. They were not from Ham. They were from Shem, and they were Negroes. There is a difference between the Negro and the African from Ham. They will tell you in a minute, I'm not one of y'all. They'll tell you themselves.
That is correct.
They'll tell you in a minute. I'm not one of you all. Just because our skin color is the same don't mean we're the same people. But one thing we know is that the children of Israel are not Caucasian people. They're not.
Look here, not only that, Sister Yaina, that whole continent was black folk. You know how we know? Because when Greece came down on from the north to Africa, you understand what I'm saying? They took over, and those Europeans, those were Europeans, and those were so-called white folks, you understand? They were not black folks. They didn't live in that region. They came down from the north to Africa, you understand, which was black. You understand? No, there was no Europeans in that region during that particular time that we can say, and nobody, Chinese, Greek, or anybody can come to that land, you understand, and be Ham. They cannot do it. It's not gonna happen.
Nope. That's why we gotta stick to calling it what y'all called it. It is the land of Ham, and in the land of Ham, there are Hamites that are people of color. And we are Shem, and we are from the land of Canaan, that the Most High gave us the land of Canaan, and that is where we're from. We are sitting in these lands, in the land of our captivities because of our disobedience, and we were distributed during the transatlantic slave trade. And we have been here ever since. And it is time for the Most High to come and get his people. And he gave us one mandate. He said, gather thyself together, the old nation, my desire. And that is exactly what we're doing. Period. We've gone through church and we've gone through all the different religions, but we are the chosen people of the Most High Yah. We are the chosen people of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that is the God honest truth. And that's all I can say at this point. I don't know what else to say. For real, we have followed everybody else. Let's follow Yah from now on. Let's just do that. Let's try that. Just try it and see if your life don't change. So on that note, we have come to the end of our show. This has been a very good show as usual. You know, and when you see all this stuff and you know all this stuff, you look at life completely different. You know, even this Sabbath, I tried to watch. Who is that? I'm sorry. I tried to watch the full movie of King David. I tried to watch that, and when I saw all of those people on there that was European, I'm like, oh, my God, I just can't get through this no more, because all of them, everybody is white.
Now, I know that's right.
But you know what? If they
try to hold on as long as they possibly can.
Yeah, well, guess what? If they pay to make the movie, they're going to make the characters look like them.
Yep.
They money.
That is correct.
So all I can say to the people that are out there that's on the fence, just hold on. Stay in prayer. Ask the Most High to reveal it to you, and he will. If you ask him to show you, he'll show you. You don't have to believe us. Ask him to show you what we're talking about. He'll show you.
Absolutely.
And when you do, we'll be here to help you get through it because it is a process, I'm telling you. It's a beautiful transition once you make it.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
You said it, Sister Yaina. You said the right words. Take a look at it for yourself, and when you have a problem, come on the program and ask. Ask questions. The only way you're going to learn is you ask some questions.
Absolutely. 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 And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, I have to go. I have a prior engagement, but I have enjoyed the class. I'm going to give everybody a chance to say their goodbyes before we dismiss. And don't forget, we have a women's call on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the number is 712-770-4066. 712-770-4066, and the access code is 154-102-POUND, 154-102-POUND. Also, if you would like to get a bumper sticker, because we have bumper stickers now that are made out of magnets, and it says preparing for the second exodus. If you want one of those bumper stickers, they are $8. All we need you to do is go to PayPal and gift us $8 under friends and family. In the comments section, put your address, and we will mail you one immediately. Our PayPal email is Nation of Yehuda, and Yehuda spelled YEHUDAH at yahoo.com. Nation of Yehuda at yahoo.com. And come, go to PayPal, gift us $8, and put your address in the comment section, and we'll mail you one off right away. And it is a beautiful bumper sticker saying "Preparing for the Second Exodus." Anything else, brother William? You want to give the number to the men's call?
Sure.
Is he still with us? Okay.
I'm here.
Okay.
The number is 1-720-820-1215. That's 720-820-1215. I don't know why I put the 1 up in there.
All right, thank you. And that's also on Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Brother Uriah, you want to tell them about your book and give them the address for your, so that they can help purchase your book or buy your book? Hold on, let me get his mic open. I think I see him here. Yep, there you go. All right, Brother Uriah, your mic is open.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes. So the website address to get your book is www.uriahbooks.com. That's www.uriahbooks.com.
All right. He said it. Thank you, Brother Uriah. I appreciate you. It's www.uriahbooks.com. And Uriah is spelled U-R-I-Y-A-H. It's Uriah Books with an S, .com. All right, are we going up the line? Area code 513, Sister Couture, what would you like to say to the people?
You know, as always, make sure you stock up on this food. These prices are going up because when it hits the fan, what you have in your refrigerator, in your cabinet, is what you're going to have to survive on, that you're planning on taking that vaccine so you could go to Walmart. So shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
All right, Eric, 540, what would you like to say to the people?
Just keep your hand in Yah's hand and trust in him and keep his commandments.
All right, there we go. Thank you so much. Eric, 720, your mic is open. What would you like to say?
Be encouraged. Our King is coming.
Hallelujah.
All right. And last but certainly not least, Brother Donia.
Shalom, shalom, this is Adonia. And all I can say is I agree with everybody what they said. And I just want to let y'all know that I love each and every one of you, and there's nothing that you can do about it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And my last for me, it says, trust in Yah with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. We'll see you guys next week. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Thank you for attending. Good night.